I'm just going to start. With a poem by way of an introduction. It's called Arajé, and it starts with a little song. Yelim köşüp kangıran Hoş yerim kaldı Askara suşur aylı Yelim kaldı Ağaca yaltayda Jir kayda I carry a scar with me, pink and soft to the touch. Its survival could mean strength. My scar is invisible to your eyes. It is not someplace on my thigh. It is not on the brow of my eye. No, not even my lovers come by it. Sabr, patience. When the migration moved, trotting across snow and atop glaciers, on Himalaya's back, sheep, camels, whatever was left from our long march. Sabr, patience. We left them on the ice. Our hands were weak, our hearts tired. No, we couldn't bury them. We left them on the ice, approximating the direction of Mecca, saying prayers and shroudless. Some left prayerless, squatting by the path, until the thicket of Himalayan snow covered them. And they too disappeared between tired memories and sighs of acceptance. Sabr, patience. Given tomatoes to eat in India when we didn't know such fruits, we threw them into hot water, trying to make soups. The guards looked at us puzzled. Where did these lost souls come from? And where were they going? We shrugged and we walked on. Turkey gave us names and land and food, and together we went westward and were questioned by post 9/11 Westerners. Where is your headscarf? Are you oppressed? Why do you meddle in what is between me and the greater? Sabr, patience. I carry a scar with me, a scar I have loved at times for reminding me of those hardships. I carry a scar with me, a scar I have hated at times for making me ambiguous, marking me with a name only few can pronounce. My lover tells me, let's give our children names they can speak. But what if the child forgets? It is better than the burden. Patience, sabr, as the old imam whispers into my ear at an age-old name-giving ceremony. Your name is Özgecan. Your name is Özgecan. Your name is Özgecan. Thank you. Sorry, I'm getting all my poems mixed up. So the next one I'd like to read, that was that poem is dedicated to my grandparents who made a really hard journey from where they were living in northwest part of China. They were Kazakh nomads. Back then, there were no such things as borders, so, you know, as they cross Kazakhstan and China, they don't know the difference. And they traveled in the 1930s and came to Turkey, and that's where my parents were raised in Turkey. And the next poem is called Mulberries. It is a poem I wrote dedicated to summers, packing up all our belongings and going to visit family, loads of gifts and stuff. And it's called Mulberries. I think of makeshift swings and walls we climbed to cross houses. Our knees scraped whitewash in Istanbul's suburbs. I recall the candied taste of salty corn cobs as we squatted by dusty roads and let succulent corn juice flow past our shorts and elbows, creating puddles for our toes and plastic slippers. At times, the reality of this escapes me. Our lives so jubilant, cousins forever. as we snuck up onto Grandpa's terrace and stole mulberries from Hasanamja's tree. Sticky fingers marked summers in Turkey, wrapped around cornettos from Dursunavi's shop, or cupping syrupy peaches in our palms, the ones our mothers brought from the bazaar. We strolled through the tea gardens by the sea, playing card games and letting sweet hookah flavors tickle our senses, turning our escapades into rituals, stretching them out neatly into weeks as summer loitered in unison with us. We reckoned the sea would be there for hundreds of summers together. Our evenings would draw out and muezzins call for prayer before the sun snuck up. They transformed gradually, time true, as we learned to put on grown-up faces in distant countries, leaving Grandpa's house empty and furniture older than us to collect dust. Now this, we spend honeyed nights lying on foreign roofs, falling apart, letting mulberry smoke and gossip drip lazy through our lips. It's called Henna. I wrote it a year after I got married. Henna. The crimson brown had turned tangy yellow, as though I had spent the night peeling oranges and spraying intricate ornaments into my arms. The henna disappeared before tired eyes, after katajorga and goodbyes to childhood faces. I watched as the back of the bus leave me, the new daughter, behind. The beautiful mess I had made, the silence of letting go. The week before we bought a little tree, Baba and I, a marriage tree. We will note how much it grows from the day you leave. It's been a year since we bought that tree. My tree still seems so small to me. Thank you. Myself reading, so just let me know if I'm coming to the end. I'd like to read. I'm actually trying to find happier poems. I'm so sorry. They're all so sad. I can't think of any at the moment, but maybe I'll come up with one. So this one is called The Consequences of Silence. It's one of my newer poems. It's an amalgamation of different stories that women have told me over the last couple of years. So it's called The Consequences of Silence. She sent me a song I did not touch. It flew over my body like a pigeon on North Earl Street. I had scars in my palms, long nails and half moons that marked the end of fasting. And we ate, the lambs and the vines, the hummingbirds and our sorrows. She draped gold around my neck, hung bangles up to my elbows. I shone for days, they grew heavy, no returns. She said she'd leave over her dead body, even after he bruised her eye with a plastic bottle and we inhaled our birds, suffocated them in our throats. Silver is lighter. There are children singing in the streets outside her mind. She dropped a mothball shawl on my shoulders. I tried to forget her hopeful gaze. I swallowed my bird into my stomach and drowned its flutter. She recalls only what hasn't happened. The catastrophes distract her. I crush sour raspberries in my mouth, open wide to shock, red, and a song. Two more, two short ones. This one is called Rebellion. And I wrote this after someone gave us a prompt to write a list of things you would like to do slowly. Rebellion. You pushed me through a closed door once, in a flurry to get everything done that had to be done. Then you pushed a comb through my head, like a key card to a skyscraper. I take a turtle's lifetime to move now, sip whiskey through my teeth, compose shopping lists with pinpoint precision. I fold my sheets slowly and stroke each weave the way a sitcom mother strokes her daughter's hair. You sit between my brows, queen that you are, usurper of my head. You fall back laughing at the frivolity of your own making. At night, I peel my jeans off the way Appa peeled onions. And this one is inspired by my circumstance, which you can't quite see, maybe I'm pregnant. And it's called Blue Balloon, so balloons, I don't know why, balloons, yeah. Balloon, blue balloon. I'm not going to explain it. You know the way you just feel like explaining things and then you're like, no, don't. I'm not going to explain it. Blue balloon. I tried to powder my nose with an axe and thought it faked the eggs. A flutter, later kick, and second soul nestled here. Love, you terrify me. Afraid I'll let the string slip of my shiny helium balloon. I'll tie it to my wrist the way Ma did at Oktoberfest. Blue is the face you'll cry in, and I'll smell heaven on your forehead. Thank you very much.